Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. Let me tell you real quick, by the way, about the Alex Jones VIP Club. Is this something I'd heard some people talking about? I honestly hadn't heard about it until last week. I got the rundown. Sounds pretty awesome. So if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you can join the Alex Jones VIP Club. If you're a member, in this critical time of uncertainty, it costs... As a VIP member, if you sign up, you get monthly credits. You get $40 every month in free store credit. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. Alex Jones products at the best prices. You're getting 10% to 40% off everything in our store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is unbeatable pricing. You'll never find anywhere else. You also get automatic double entries in giveaways. Some of the trucks that we're giving away, some of the giveaways in the future. Every dollar you spend, you get one entry. Well, if you are a VIP, you get two entries per dollar you spend. You also get VIP-only giveaways. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed access to these. You also get early access to products, promos, and giveaways. So if you want to be ahead of the curve, VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anybody else. You also get free shipping on orders over $99. And if you want this operation to continue in whichever form comes next, you can sign up now to be a Alex Jones VIP with the Alex Jones VIP Club. And again, it's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So I don't even know if I should tell. Like, you can kind of cheat a little bit. You know, if there's a product that costs $40, you can spend $30 to become a VIP member and then get that product with the $40 that you get. So you can pay $30 to get the $40 product, and you get signed up for the Alex Jones VIP Club with all of the exclusives, the double entry points, the free shipping on orders over $99. It's a very good way to be a supporter of Alex Jones. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Get access to this exclusive club and be a part of the beating heart of the resistance, the engine that drives everything else. And guys, let me know when you do get that video in, because this was, we got the video. All right, I want to go to this video. This was posted, and I want to give credit to the guy who posted it, because it is a very well-done video. And I was so excited, because I thought this was a trailer to a wider video. But for those of us who have watched all of this play out, it's just a good compilation, reminder of, like, just how thoroughly screwed up our electoral system is. It's an edit by X user at George 18 Kennedy. Hello, George. The 2020 deception. Here's a little compilation edit, almost Hollywood trailer style breakdown of exactly how the 2020 election was stolen right in front of our very eyes. Let's watch. Begins with a Reagan quote: "Freedom is never more than one generation from extinction. We don't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for."
I think the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world, but I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020.
I have today declared that the coronavirus presents a public health emergency in the United States.
Everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that.
Biden secret emails.
A really fishy story.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
Described by many intelligence experts as having
all the hallmarks of a Russian
disinformation.
Russian disinformation.
Disinformation campaign.
Right, big tech, big Democrat Party, and big media all colluded.
It was Twitter and others engaged in active suppression of information that was relevant to the public. That's a terrible thing to happen. That's like the interference.
And people trying to change the rules to this methodology, which as a matter of logic is very open to fraud and coercion, is reckless and dangerous. And people are playing with fire.
A lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
Workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
Donald Trump has the lead, John called. The question there is that a red mirage or something different happening here?
Joe Biden had many menu options coming into the night. That list is narrowing, which is why you get into tense times.
Red on the map right now, but we've got to make sure we count the votes here.
It's about who gets to count.
But they did have to press pause overnight. They will be back in a few short hours. Expected
basically stopped counting tonight. They're going to start counting again in a few hours. It's already tomorrow morning, right?
The election workers stopped counting those mail-in ballots at 10 o'clock. They will.
It's Allegheny, which is Pittsburgh, but also Beaver, part of our county to county, Butler and Westmoreland. They've all stopped counting for the night.
A water pipe has broken in State Farm Arena. State Farm Arena is where they were counting the absentee ballots of Georgia's most populous county. And now the tabulation has stopped.
You managed to sleep last night, things changed. You may have gone to bed thinking this election was headed one way, and then you woke up and you saw things were different.
And what that did is it has put Joe Biden into the lead. Joe Biden now leads in Pennsylvania.
I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I didn't know why, so I decided to speak up. And that's what I'm doing.
I know what I saw, and I signed something saying that if I'm wrong, I can go to prison. Did you?
What I saw was not a secure and transparent election.
What I saw as a forensics expert was an election process that was forensically destructive.
No track, no remedy, no records.
The vote as it presently exists is false.
It is now projects that Joe Biden won the
presidential election.
Very powerful compilation from George Kennedy on X at George 18 Kennedy. It could be, that really should be a trailer for like the most bombshell, I don't know, documentary series of all time. You could do an episode on each one of the events that we just witnessed there, from George Floyd, BLM, to COVID-19, changing of the electoral process to the chaos following the election, as everybody knew it was stolen. Everybody honest admitted it was stolen. And the massive cover-up that went on to shut that down. An amazing time we lived through. A series of events that may never really be fully understood, but certainly won't be understood in our lifetimes, until people are able to look back at it with a unbiased perspective, where the outcome doesn't really matter because it happened a century ago or whatever. People will be able to look back and see what happened, what really went on, you know, for what it is. And if you remember, you got to just understand – the mindset of the people doing this stuff. And this might be the biggest barrier to the greater awakening necessary to undo all of this, is the normalcy bias, is the failure of imagination in the American people to understand that there are people, there are groups, there are powerful interests who have monumental ambitions and that they're carrying them out. I feel like a lot of people in America sort of think like, well, I just want to live my life and have a family and do my thing. And that's what everybody wants. It's like some people have bigger fish to fry. Some people are engaged in massive reorganization of humanity itself. And they're willing to go to any lengths to achieve their goals. They're fired by and fired up by and compelled by religious fervor to achieve these things. They launched the COVID attack. They carried out the Black Lives Matter riots. They did so by controlling both sides of all of these things, right? They released the virus. They also controlled the WHO and the response to it. They caused the problem. They used the problem as an excuse to censor and to shut down and destroy the economy and to reorganize and to move all of the money from the middle class into the billionaires' pockets, to shut down small businesses and strengthen corporations. They're the ones that trained the cops to use, you know, overwhelming force. They're the ones that spread all the lies about minority relationships in America and the oppressive, how oppressive America.